And finally, Benghazi. Why is it such a controversy, you think? I mean, did the administration fail to say clearly and specifically this was a terrorist attack for whatever reason?
Yeah, I think you have to ask other people why it's such a controversy. It's been something I've wondered myself. I mean, within a week after Benghazi, I was in an open hearing, and I said this was a terrorist attack. Absolutely. Look, they shot mortars at a CIA annex in Benghazi, right? Killed four
instantly.
People. Instantly, we treated it.
From Washington, D.C.
The night it happened, I was on a secure video conference led by the White House. All the security team was on that conference call, video conference. We all were treating it. This is a terrorist attack. There was no sense that this was anything other than that. Now, we did have multiple, upwards of 20 different reports from the press and from social media and classified sources that there had been some type of demonstration or protest. And remember, this was after the release of that video.
Yeah, right.
There were protests.
Starting in Cairo.
And there was a protest in Cairo, and there were protests all over, and we heard that. So we all initially thought that that was, in fact, the case. It wasn't until some time later that we learned that, in fact, there hadn't been a protest. But the protest point was...
Well, what does sometime later mean?
Well, I think it was within about a week or 10 days later.
Oh, it was earlier than that, didn't you? I mean, before.
Well, we had certain. There had certain information coming in.
But I'm confused. So to help me solve my confusion, one, you said we're all sitting there like the night of the attack.
Yeah.
And we're all saying this is a terrorist attack.
Yeah. I mean, we absolutely treated it as a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't even have to articulate it, Charlie. It wasn't something that needed to be spoken. We treated it as... I mean, there was the National Counterterrorism Center, and we were involved in working on it, right? So we were...
But then why didn't the U.S. government go out and say this was a terrorist attack?
Frankly, I don't think it was really a question that...
They had a question.
...that we considered to be an open issue. And so it almost struck me as when I was asked that question in that hearing, well, of course it was a terrorist attack. Now, not all terrorist attacks are the same.
It wasn't. That was not the language that Susan Rice used when she appeared on those Sunday...
Yeah, I mean, again, not all terrorist attacks are the same. You know, there are attacks that take months and months of planning and are sophisticated. This one was not sophisticated. There's still no indication that it was
planned. But it did not arise from a...
Apparently, there hadn't been a protest, and that was we thought there was a protest, and in fact, there hadn't been. But that, again, was sort of a side issue. To your initial question, why the controversy? You know, I really don't understand the controversy over it.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, it's nice to be here, Charlie.
Have you
thank
here,
you.
And good luck in the private sector.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're leading a very exciting life behind.
Yeah, I'm going to stay engaged in these issues. I'm going to teach a little bit
at
Harvard Law School next semester. And then I'm gonna find some work that will keep me connected to these issues.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.